live from the EMI studios in London, England. It's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of hard-hitting, no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, the eldest and wisest of the Ringhausen Brothers, author, statesman, philanthropist, first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, the legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, and a man with all the answers, Richard J. Ringhausen. And also featuring, get ready, philosophist, sculptor, self-taught archaeologist, the six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, a man who once threw the Dalai Lama to the ground and then helped him back to his feet, the youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers and the star of your show, Alan J. Ringhausen. Yay.
Do you know the best way to become a self-taught archaeologist?
Teach yourself?
The best way.
Wow.
The quickest way. The surest way.
Tell me.
To be buried alive with a spoon.
I am so glad you mentioned that. I had forgot. This was something I was going to ask. You've seen the movie Kill Bill 2, right?
No.
Well, pretend you have.
Okay.
Okay. There's a scene in it where Uma Thurman is buried alive.
Okay. Is it a flashback she's having, or is she buried alive in the second one?
I don't know. The whole dang thing is...
It jumps around.
Jumps around. Any event, at one point, Uma Thurman gets buried alive. And, you know, part of her karate training was that the guy that taught her karate taught her how to punch an enemy that was only 3 inches away from her, and she's just like trying to break a board that's only 3 inches away from her. But it comes in handy because when she's buried alive, you know, she's only got a few inches that she's able to punch her way through and break the boards of the box she's buried in and dig her way up out. I mean, does the, you know how a mole digs, right?
Dig, 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 dig.
Not just that, but a mole has a special way of digging that pushes the dirt behind it as it goes. That's how a mole can go through the ground. And Uma Thurman, when she digs her way out, does the mole dig and comes out of the ground. And my question was whether or not you thought you could do that.
No.
And the second part of my question was that if you were going to try that, would you trust your friends to bury you alive, that if you had like a little whistle or something saying, I can't do it, that they would dig you out? Who would you trust to do that?
Okay, not you.
This sounds like something we would have tried to talk Larry into, by the way.
This whole buried alive thing?
Yeah, it was loose dirt. They didn't pack the dirt.
Creeps me out, okay? I'm getting the heebie-jeebies right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know that back in the day of, like, George Washington... You could just be creeped out if you want. They would have special things saying, don't have the funeral until I've been dead for like a week. And they would bury people. This is true. This is 100% true, with like a little pipe that went down to the coffin with a wire and a bell up on top, just in case that you woke up that you could ring a bell. All right. What other topic do you have?
Earlier, yeah. I saw on the shelf of the studio that you have a Bill Clinton cola can.
Oh, yeah.
Did you bring that out because you're thinking that it's going to become more valuable soon?
When I was cleaning out my office in Calhoun County when I retired as state's attorney, I found that. And I have no idea whose it was. But it became mine when I cleaned the office out.
I mean, that's cool. And, you know, he was in the hospital just recently.
Bill? I didn't know that, no.
Like, he was on a trip to Europe or something, and he had to be hospitalized.
Not syphilis or... No, he had something else.
Now, why did you say something like that? Why did you have to say something like that?
I said it wasn't that.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't.
But you had to throw that into the conversation, into the mix.
Oh, Bill was kind of a playboy in his day. I don't think it's a secret.
Rick, you know, here's a man. I'm telling you that he's in intensive care.
No, you didn't say that
hospital,
part. You didn't say that
sick.
Part.
I'm telling you, I'm questioning why you have this can here now. I'm thinking you're setting it up, ready to put it on the internet for sale as soon as he dies, and the value goes up.
No, I don't think that's the case at all. Clinton Cola. Shake it and it's good for 4 more years or something
like
that.
Yeah, it had some slogan. I also noticed you got a piece of abstract art here on your shelf that you have backwards.
Are you talking about your piece of art?
Yeah. I'm glad you said art.
I got a piece of Alan sculpturing here, which is a bunch of...
In the basement, as far away from the public eye as possible.
Ordinarily, I have it upstairs, publicly, proudly, in a prominent spot in the living room, where it's just perfect for hanging your hat when you come home and you take your hat off. But during Christmas, when the other Christmas decorations go up, your artwork goes to the basement.
Okay, you think you're a with it guy, right?
I am with it.
You're up on all modern...
I'm a hip dude.
On all the modern technology and sayings and slogans and acronyms and stuff like that.
Other than that Korean dance thing you had on the last episode.
Okay, I heard a terminology that I had not heard before. Okay.
Philosophist when I meant philosopher?
That didn't bother me because I know you make a lot of mistakes.
I'm dreaming.
That was the last episode.
Of a silent night.
There were a few years ago, preppy people that
preps. A few years ago, that was like 1982.
Yeah. Okay. But what was the terminology for? Yuppies.
Okay. Well, that's
remember yuppies?
That's only 20 years ago and not 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Young urban professionals.
Yeah. Do you know what a dink is?
Like dink taping? No.
Dinks.
D-I-N-K.
They are referred to as dual income, no kids. Dinks.
Huh. Yeah. Modern America.
Yeah. Modern America. Dinks. I'd never heard that term until like this week.
Like your daughter and son-in-law.
Yeah, they could be dinks.
They're dinks.
A couple of dinks.
My son and daughter-in-law, I guess, are a couple of dinks.
They're dinks. They? Yeah, and your other
my other daughter and son-in-law, also dinks.
Dinks.
Yeah.
It's a thing right now. I didn't know if you were aware of that.
I had not heard that term, but yeah, I'm aware that that's a big thing. I mean, you know, just... If you think about, like, back in the day, you know, family might have, you know, 8 or 9 kids in it.
Yeah.
You just don't see that anymore.
You don't see that anymore.
You don't see that anymore.
Hey, did you see back, I guess it's back around the holidays, Martin Short hosted Saturday Night Live?
I did see that episode. It was like, it's part of their 50th season.
Right, and he...
It was his fifth time hosting.
He was fifth time hoster, which means what?
You get to join the 5-time hosting club.
Right. Well, you know, in a previous episode, and I can't remember who got their 5-time jacket, and they were going into the 5-timers lounge.
Right.
And he was there at the event.
As a waiter.
And when he got to the door, they shut the door on him. Yeah. And this time he got to go
in. He got to come in. Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, every time they have that, they drag out all the old 5-timers.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Paul Simon's one of them.
Yeah, they have
Tom Hanks.
They have like a crest on their jacket that's the big number 5
Steve Martin,
on it.
Alec Baldwin.
He came out and on his crest it said 17.
Kristen Wiig, I think, is a 5-timer. There's quite a few people who have been 5-timers now.
Well, they've done it for 50 years.
Well, yeah, I guess.
You know, about 26 shows a year. How many is that? 1,300 shows? That's a lot of shows.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so that got me kind of thinking. I mean, because Martin Short was a former cast member of Saturday Night Live.
1 year, he didn't last long, I don't think, did he?
Well, I think he had other things in the bin. You know, that
was he a Second City TV-er, too?
He was Second City TV and then Saturday Night Live. And then, you know, he was making a lot of movies there for a while.
Right. And he's big stuff now. Isn't he dating Meryl Streep?
Meryl Streep, Only Murders in the Building. I mean, him and Steve Martin did the concert road trip thing.
Did a road tour, yeah.
Didn't you go see that? No.
I saw Jerry Steinfeld and... I saw Jerry Seinfeld and... not Zach Garafalus. Who's the other comic? Garafalin. You know who I'm talking about?
No.
Well, Steve Martin toured with another comic that wasn't Martin Short. He came out wearing a jacket saying, not Martin Short.
Wow, okay. But anyway, all this got me to thinking of who do you think is the most successful Saturday Night Live alumni?
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray?
Does Steve Martin count as alumni? He was never a cast member.
He was never a cast member.
It was just...
He doesn't count.
He doesn't count. You sure?
Yeah. What about Eddie Murphy?
I think Bill Murray's bigger. I grant you, Eddie Murphy was big stuff for a while. Well, name the last good movie Eddie Murphy was in. I dare you.
He stopped making good movies.
I mean, the last movie he made was a sequel to Beverly Hills Cop, like a year or two ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, he had 48 Hours. That was pretty good. They had that series of those with Nick Nolte. But...
And that was, that's actually interesting, 48 Hours.
Yeah.
That was the first date that my wife and I went on. We went and saw 48 Hours.
It lasted
hours.
48 Hours?
We went and saw 48 Hours.
We went and saw 48 Hours.
How about that? That you brought
How'd
that
it go?
Up. We're still married, man.
Yeah, so, yeah.
4 years, 45 years.
And on that date, did you, like, man, she's the one for me.
Oh, I knew that before then.
You've been stalking her when you were stalking her?
Yeah, exactly. I'd sit, she was in the apartment next door. You know, I'd sit there with my ear to a glass against the wall, you know, listening to see what they were doing.
She's not talking about me. Why is she not talking about me?
At that point. At that point, I'd break out my electric guitar, plug it into an amp, and just turn loose, going, here's what'll seduce a woman. Wow. You remember back in our band days what it was like pushing the women off stage, just crawling up there all the time?
You mean the ones who were trying to unplug the cords?
Yeah, I guess.
Stop it! Stop it! Okay, so what about Chris Farley? He was pretty funny. John Belushi, he had...
Died before
both of those, you know.
Dead.
What about who's the more cowbell guy?
Phil Hartman.
Not Phil Hartman. Will Ferrell.
You're talking about the elf guy.
Yeah.
He's
made
big.
A lot of movies.
Yeah,
man.
He was just in Barbie.
And he's still going.
The highest grossing movie of all time.
He's still going.
Yeah.
He's not done yet. So he's gotta be up there pretty high.
I would think that's true too.
And the other thing is about Bill Murray, a lot of his more recent movies are a little quirky, and he's not the lead character, and he's, you know, just kind of shows up.
He's part of Wes Anderson's ensemble.
Yeah, he is that.
So you see him a lot. And he's touring. Did you know that Bill Murray is touring with a band as we speak? He's okay. Coming to St. Louis.
Yeah, when?
Next year.
What, are you his agent?
No, Kristen, my daughter, Kristen Ringhausen,
yeah.
Said, Bill Murray's coming. You want to go see Bill Murray? And I said, like, stand up? No, he's in a band. You know, and I like Bill Murray, but I'm not too sure I
want to see him in a band.
Pony up $400 or $500 for a ticket to go see Bill Murray sing in a band, unless he's going to do his lounge act.
Not doing that.
I would watch him do his lounge act. That was
The lounge
bad.
Act was pretty funny.
But him being like a serious rocker, what's he think he is, Keith Richards? He's as ugly as Keith Richards.
He's not that ugly. Nobody's that ugly.
Yeah. Boy, I don't know.
Dan Aykroyd's made a lot of movies.
Yeah, Dan.
And TV shows and cameo appearances. And
was he in Drive Miss Daisy?
Probably. I mean, he's actually done serious roles.
Yeah, I know he has. Well, Driving Miss Daisy wasn't much of a laugher.
Well, no. But I'm just saying he continued on even after Belushi died.
He's versatile. And both him and Bill Murray just recently cashed in on Ghostbusters again.
Yeah.
Got like that. Need a little spending money? All right. We'll Ghostbusters it is.
All right.
Oh, hey, here's a commercial. Do a commercial.
I could do a commercial. Probably do a commercial. See, are you still suffering from the lingering effects of alligator bites? Itching, swelling, driving you crazy? Can't scratch where it itches because of annoying limb loss? Your troubles are over with Johnson & Masters After Gator Bite Pain Relief Stick. A trusted analgesic formula approved by the USDA, recommended by pharmacists, herpetologists, and Seminole Indians alike. After Gator Bite is the fastest way to blessed relief from those painful alligator bites. Application couldn't be easier. Using your patented applicator in one of your remaining hands, simply roll a thin layer of After Gator Bite onto the affected area or stump, and soon you will forget that you were ever itching. After Gator Bite is for external use only. Do not use After Gator Bite inside your mouth or other body openings. Do not use After Gator Bite if you're allergic to After Gator Bite. After Gator Bite will not regrow lost limbs or prevent hair loss. So, if you want easy, long-lasting relief from those pesky alligator bites, reach for Johnson & Masters After Gator Bite, ready to lend a hand.
Okay, there's a couple things in there that that I wanted to comment
okay,
on.
Okay, so that's offensive to paraplegic people.
It's
offensive
It doesn't say anything bad about paraplegic people.
It's offensive to Native Americans?
No. Seminole Indians are the first alligator wrestlers.
Okay.
That's a fact. A fact. My question, the question I had, it says, with one of your remaining hands, right? Which implies that you had a hand bit off by an alligator, right?
Yes.
Well, if you've had a hand bit off, you only have one remaining. I mean, what's it mean to say one of your remaining hands? If you got like three or four, that you're like a chimp, can pick up stuff with your feet? One of your remaining hands.
Are you saying you can't pick things up with your feet?
I can monkey dip a chip. Can you?
Yeah, with a little practice, probably, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what was the other line in there that struck me? Where's that thing? Give me.
It's laying there on the floor. You'll have to get it yourself because I'm not going to help you.
I get on the floor, I can get up.
Okay.
Oh, the line that says, don't use After Gator Bite if you're allergic to After Gator Bite. Have you heard that line now on every medicine that they sell?
Yeah.
Don't use aspergillicide if you're allergic to aspergillicide.
And you don't know if you're allergic to it until you've used it.
And if you're allergic to it, is there anything that's going to make you use it again? I mean, let's say that...
Wait a minute. You could be allergic to it, but its use may lessen, you know, the other effects that you're experiencing to where, yeah, it has a side effect, but it's not as bad as what it's curing.
What I'm saying is, let's say that you've got some cold cream and you're slathering on some cold cream onto your face, right?
Okay. Before we go any further, is there still such a thing as cold cream available at any store in America?
Yes. Okay, so let's say you're slathering some cold cream on, right? And the next day you wake up and you've got spots on your face like that dog that wanted to be in the circus, you know, all colored spots.
Okay, yeah.
That you're allergic to this
cold cream. Put me in the circus.
Yeah, put me in the circus. And so obviously you're allergic to the cold cream. Okay. So the next night, you know your face is feeling kind of dry and the bottle of cold cream is sitting there on the edge of the nightstand. Is there anything that's going to make you put that cold cream back on after the after the colored spots have healed up and gone away?
Okay, you didn't say that the spots were painful in any way. And they've gone away, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then use the cream again if it makes you feel good. Let's say you're not going anywhere the next day anyway.
Like you.
Right. The other thing is, if you could have multicolored spots on your face, there's something to that. I think there'd be a following. People would want that gold cream so that they could go out in public with multicolored spots on their face.
If you, back in the day, had passed out at the 701 Club, and there was a bunch of magic markers there of all different colors like you can get nowadays, mm-hmm. and your buddies drew colorful spots all over your face with all colored different markers, would you wake up the next day and go, this looks pretty good? I should have fallen asleep here at the club a long time ago.
No, but I'm saying that if you use that and it happens, then if you use it again, it's your choice. It's not like you're passed out drunk and somebody scrawling on your face.
I know, but you just said you thought it'd be pretty cool.
Well, I think it might be. Okay, let's just say I'm on YouTube and I'm just going to say...
Doing that crazy South Korean dance.
And I'm going to say, now watch what happens when I put this on my face. And I do that and I get the multicolored spots and I boom, I got
you'd be
3 million followers.
You'd be selling that cold cream.
Oh my God.
You couldn't package it fast enough.
Couldn't make enough of it if they really still had cold cream anywhere. So where did we land on our Saturday Night Live alum, most famous?
Well, I think it's Bill Murray.
You think it's Bill Murray? I think Will Ferrell's going to pass him up.
Mike Myers was big for a while, but he's kind of, you don't see him much anymore, do you?
No. What about Joe Piscopo?
He's dead. What about Tina Fey? Tina Fey was the stuff for a while.
Okay, well, what? Name a couple of Tina Fey movies. Okay, there you go.
Date Night. Steve Carell.
Okay, I like Bill Murray. I don't know that he's doing a whole lot of lead roles. But Will Ferrell's probably had more lead roles than Bill Murray. I don't know.
Bill
Murray's funnier.
Have you seen how craggly he is lately?
Oh, he's rough. He's rough looking.
Have you seen Tommy Lee Jones?
Tommy Lee Jones has always been rough looking. I mean, since he was like a child.
I think Bill Murray was pretty rough looking right from the start. I mean, did you ever...
Tommy Lee Jones was like... who was he college roommates with? Somebody famous.
Yeah.
Was it...
Bill Clinton.
Chevy Chase? Bill Clinton? No, it wasn't Bill Clinton. Huh.
I don't think it was Chevy Chase either. Well, I got to go back for a second. Can I go back in time? When you were talking about this can of Bill...
Go back in time, Rick. Yeah.
When I was talking about this can of Bill Clinton beer that you got up here on the counter here.
Yeah.
What you?
It's soda.
Yeah, soda. What you were thinking of was Billy Beer.
Oh, I know what Billy Beer is.
Well, for the younger people in the crowd, President Carter, Jimmy Carter, still alive, right?
Yeah.
As of this.
He will not die.
He's Billy or Jimmy Carter's apparently made out of tough stuff. But Billy or Jimmy Carter had a brother, Billy, who was.
It was Al Gore.
Was he a ne'er-do-well?
Tommy Lee Jones's college roommate was Al Gore.
Oh, the two of them together invented the internet.
Yeah.
Okay. You interrupted me. Jimmy Carter had a ne'er-do-well brother.
Al Gore!
He had a ne'er-do-well brother named Billy.
Yeah?
And Billy was just like
good old boy.
He was a southern good old boy. Drank, you know, he did. I don't know if he held down a job or not. And some beer company cashed in on him and got him to sign off and endorse some brand of beer that they call Billy Beer.
It was Billy Beer. I mean, on the can, it said Billy Beer.
And it was...
That's pretty common. You can go out and find a Billy Beer can.
Still, I mean...
On the internet, yeah, they're all over.
I think so. But, I mean, once Jimmy wasn't present anymore, Billy Beer didn't sell like it used to.
No.
I mean, the day Jimmy quit was the day that they stopped the plant manufacturing Billy
Beer. Yeah, I've got a book written by Jimmy Carter that's signed by him.
Really?
I'm holding on to it until you know.
Until it's until next month when it's worth more.
It's going to be right next to your Bill Clinton soda can and my Jimmy Carter signed book.
I don't think Bill Clinton actually took a swig out of that can either.
You know, I had a good friend that
All right.
I had a good.
So you had an acquaintance who
he was an artist. I mean, like a sculptor that, you know, did famous sculptures that are, you know, located in cities around the country. I mean, big sculptures, and I kind of became friends with him. We were working on a project together, and he made me a piece of art that. It was a skull, you know, because he knew that I collected skulls. So he made this piece of art that was, it wasn't really a painting. It was kind of like made out of paper mache and
like
painted.
Like a Day of the Dead type. It was like skull.
It was really kind of neat looking. And he gave it to me, and he said, you can do whatever you want with it. He said, but, you know, it'll be more valuable once I'm dead. And it was just so calm about it, the way he said it.
Hey, Alan, you see this piece of art sitting over here on the counter?
It'll be worth about the same at whatever the scrap metal market is that day.
I got to outlive you in order to cash it in.
No, that ain't going to happen.
And the brothers all wager against that right now, don't they?
Oh, you're first to go. Money's on you.
I better keep taking baby aspirin every day.
I guess you're not going to contribute to the tontine then, are you?
No. And the only reason you know that is because MASH. There was an episode of MASH where they had a tontine.
They had a tontine on MASH?
And you would not have known that if you hadn't seen that
episode. No. I learned about that in grade school. We had a thing. I think
Sister Ruth Ann teach you that, did she?
No, I think it's Sister Mary Evelyn.
Taught you about a tontine.
A tontine.
Like the 12 apostles all chipped in money into a bag, and the last one alive got to spend it all.
Judas got it.
That was St. John, wasn't it?
Judas got all that money.
No. St. John was the last one left alive. I'm not talking about Judas's money. That got thrown back into the temple.
Yeah.
I'm saying they all chipped. A tantine is where a group of people chip in.
And the last person alive
gets all the money. St. John got all the money.
Okay. Gosh.
And he built a really nice church with it.
Bunch of them. Okay, so we're just going to leave that up in the air then, right?
What's that?
Or did we land on...
No, we decided it was Bill Murray.
I didn't know. And then we also figured out that it was Al Gore.
He was never on Saturday Night Live.
No, but he was Tommy Lee Jones's...
Tommy Lee Jones wasn't on Saturday Night Live either.
I know, but you're the one who brought up Tommy Lee Jones.
Just because he was as craggly as Bill Murray.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. But we didn't know who he went to college with.
You know, you talked about him not being as ugly as Keith Richards, though.
Yeah.
I watched a movie. Do you remember the Altamont concert, right, with the Rolling Stones?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wasn't there, but...
Well, no, but that's...
I'm aware that
there
it
was
happened.
Like, it just went crazy. You know, the crowd got into fights with the Hells Angels and all that. But there's a film, and the Rolling Stones played at it, right? And Keith Richards is playing. They cash in on, or look in on him, and he smiles, and he's got like... I don't know if he's missing one of his front teeth or if it's just black. But one way or the other... Dental work needed to be done. Now, in 1969, the Stones were pretty high on their popularity at that point, right? I mean, they were making money. There's no reason on earth for Keith Richards not to have had his teeth fixed at that point.
Well, he didn't.
I know, he did.
When you were playing the intro, and it was that George Harrison song.
What is life? And that was kind of a philosophical question. That's why I mentioned... You being a philosopher.
Okay. I got to thinking about the Beatles. You know, I've been listening to a lot of Beatles. I've been listening to a lot of 60s music. And one of the entities I've been listening to is Donovan. You familiar with any Donovan music?
Donovan? He was like a folk wannabe and wasn't very good at that, so he kind of then cashed in on like a semi-psychedelic career.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he actually made a little cash on that.
Yeah.
I think.
He had quite a few hit songs.
Jennifer, Juniper.
Mellow
that.
Yellow.
Yeah.
Anyway, he hung out with the Beatles. Like, he was buddies with the Beatles and would go to India with them.
Yeah, I know he went to India.
And meet with the Maharishi. And
yeah, he wrote, "First There Is a Mountain. First there is a mountain.
Then there is no mountain.
Then there is." That's actually a bit of Hindu.
But I guess what is troubling me is, of all the kind of cool people, you know, that were out there at the time, why did the Beatles say, "Hey, Donovan, come with us. We like you. You're cool. You're like us." I don't see him mixing.
I don't think they invited him. I think he got invited. The Maharishi was trolling with a big net in terms of trying to get pop stars to come to him. Mia Farrow was there with him at the time, or Mia Farrow's sister went with him.
Yeah.
Jenny Boyd.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, there were other famous. I think Brian Wilson was there at the time, too.
I could see that.
Yeah.
His flower, he embraced the flower child thing for
monkeys
a while.
Do you know the Beatles hung with the monkeys?
The Beatles and the monkeys hung out?
Yes, they did. I was looking at.
I can't say I've ever seen a photo in any of all the Beatles books I've read and looked at that I've ever seen Beatles and monkeys together.
You've got the internet in your hand. Type Beatles and monkeys on it, photo, and see what comes up. See if it doesn't come up. But I was looking at some photo, and it was John Lennon during his Lost Weekend. You know, when he broke up with Yoko Ono and just became like a worthless drunk in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Well, there's a picture of him, Harry Nilsson, and Mickey Dolenz that are all out out drinking together.
Here's a picture of Mike Nesmith and John Lennon together.
Huh. The monkeys were hanging around with them when they were making Sgt. Pepper. And there's pictures of the monkeys hanging around at Sgt. Pepper.
Yeah, it looks that era.
And my question...
Here's Peter Tork and George Harrison.
Thank you.
Mickey Dolenz and Paul McCartney.
So what you're about to say is, Rick, you are right.
I was just going to say, this is strangely bizarre. It could be doctored up.
It's not.
There's very few of them.
Well, just because you've only been looking about 5-10 seconds and you found a whole bunch of them. Look longer. You'll find a whole bunch of them.
I don't know if they're real.
I'm telling you, they hung out together. And my question is, are they cooler than Donovan?
The monkeys?
Yeah.
The monkeys way cooler than Donovan.
You think so?
Yeah.
Is Donovan in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I have no idea.
I'll bet he is.
I'll
bet the monkeys aren't.
We've had a whole show about that.
I know we did. But I'm just saying.
Do you really want to get into that again?
In terms of coolness and hipness, I'm saying Donovan's probably higher up the ladder.
Oh, he was higher. All right, I think it's time to go, Rick.
Is it already?
No, we're past it.
Time flies. Tempus fugit.
Okay.
See you later.
We don't use that kind of language on this show.
See, I'll put the horn honk over. See you later.
From Alligator.
And Rick Gator.
Okay.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for a cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that little bit of legal business in hand, see you later from Rick Gator and Alligator. This has been a Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network production. Except no substitutes. Because there aren't any. Or maybe there are. Or maybe there isn't. I don't know.